Well, we're certainly being cut off right now by the Neuse River from north, south, east, and west here in Kinston, and it's certainly causing some logistical issues, which is a big part of the reason why we've had a curfew and issued a state of emergency throughout the entire week. We're expecting it to last a few days because of the crest and however long it takes for it to go back down. So we are just asking the public, look, if you don't need to be out at night, that is the reason for a curfew, because it is rising rapidly, and it's going to rise another 3 feet or so over the next 48 hours.
How many people did you have in flood zones in Kinston, and how many have evacuated?
The worst thing that ever happened to our community has actually turned out to be one of the best things for us at this time, and that is the Hurricane Floyd disaster of 1999. That was considered the flood of the century, so we're technically going to have a second flood of the century in less than two decades. But because of that, FEMA, city, and the county bought out a lot of property. And I would tell you that about 90% of the residents that normally would be impacted by this event are going to be okay, because there's nobody there. There is just this complacency of those that are left, as well as the businesses that could be impacted by the new movement of the river, et cetera, that we're concerned that we want to make sure everybody knows this is a serious event, this is a dangerous event, and everybody has to get out.
I know a lot of the businesses on 70 have evacuated. What have you heard from businesses as far as the impact on them?
I'm good friends with several of the businesses along Highway 70, and I'll tell you that because of the incredible advance notice we had, they had teams and volunteers in packing up Monday and Tuesday of this week, and they were out by Wednesday. And so they were fully expecting to be flooded. It definitely overnight, they went from dry buildings to it is cross Highway 70, so places like King's and the new sports shop are covered with water right now, several feet of water inside their buildings. So it's really unfortunate for them, and the good thing is they have experience with it. They didn't think this would happen for another 100 years, so that hurts business certainly, but really glad that they went ahead and took precautions and got their product off the shelves, up and out of harm's way, and their employees are home safe.
And has there been any thought as to what might be done to perhaps lessen the impact of the next 100-year flood?
Well, I suspect after this flood is finished that FEMA will do some more assessments, as well as the state and county officials, as to what is the best way to continue to try to mitigate this in the future. And the truth is, I suspect they didn't predict that this could happen for another 100 years. Certainly there's always this probability that it could. But, I will tell you that because of the advances in technology, that the advanced warning we have received has been very beneficial to our community. We'll still have millions of dollars in losses, but nowhere near the financial impact it had almost two decades ago.
And what's the power situation at this time? I know that when the storm went through last weekend, I think at least three-quarters of the citizens lost power. Where are you now?
We have restored 100% of our power. There might be a blip here or there, but 100% of our power has been restored, so we're happy about that. And that's just for City of Kinston customers. There are our neighbors, maybe with Duke Power or Tri-County, that had some tougher issues related to us. I don't have the latest numbers on theirs, but the City of Kinston has restored power to every single household. We're planning to just operate as normal, and as power outages happen, because of rising water, we'll address them on a case-by-case basis.